Toshma. Shmeina veikhisho. Toshma. Shmeina veikhisho. Behem is given shmeina veikhisho beyodai. Mishalem tashlume keifel. ותשלום מארבע וחמישו כאין שגונה. משלם תשלום מכפל ותשלום מארבע וחמישו כאין שגונה. פרק דגמור הקשה הפרה. רב זה תשלום מכפל תשלום מארבע וחמישו. כשעשה עמוד הבדין. So what had to be the שעשה עמוד הבדין here? Just open us close. בוסק דף זין שעשה עמוד הבדין. שעשה עמוד הבדין had to be here after the hino. The person stole the behemah. The behemoth was worth 100. He banged it with a stick till it became worth 50. And then he made a tzvicha v'mechira. So the Gemara said that the din talit v'hei v'kefel had to be 50. And thus state that the talit v'hei is 100. So frek the Gemara, Toshma, shmeinu v'hikhishot mishayim tashlume kefel. Tashlume arbo v'chamisha ke'in shegonav. Frek the Gemara favos ke'in shegonav. Lefi rav gedav zayin kishasa amoda bedin. So now, Mishum do Amar lei malikot lekulo, malikot lepalga, malikot lekulo, malikot lepalga. The answer is, we look at it keilu. He came to the behemoth when she was 100. Before we go into the Rashi and Tesis, stand the pshat. What is the pshat of the Gemara? The Gemara is asking a person stole a behemoth that was worth 100 and hid it till it becomes 50 and then he shecht. So besvara lefirav the dalat vehegin avzayin 50. Lefid the shas of the shchita. The amod of the din. This is all the price. Zog die Gemorre, in der Preis steht geschafft an Gnewe. Zog die Gemorre, Malikot le Kula, Malikot le Palge. Was ist der Pshat Malikot le Kula, Malikot le Palge? Der Pshat ist in Malikot le Kula, Malikot le Palge. We look at it, ki ilu, we look at it, ki ilu, the Shaz that I started to hit it, I already shechted it. The Shaz that I started to hit it, ki ilu I shechted it. And while the Shaz that I started to hit it, ki ilu I shechted it, so I shechted it already then. So if I shechted already, the Shaz that I'm banging it, then must you give the Meister Schitte, and the time that I'm banking it is given the Meister Schitte. So then it was worth 100. So maybe I have to pay 100. That's nothing to tell us from the Gemara. That then it was worth 100. So maybe I have to pay 100. Malikot lekula, malikot lepalke. Zok Rashi. Vehikchisho, hagane vikchisho biyodaim beterach melocha agamakir. Malikot lekula, malikot lepalke. Hilkach mehishayse de akchisho atcha latzvicha. Thus enter the Gemara. From the time that he started to bang it, the shchita started. As they rashi in pshat. Frek tesis, lam zan ein shuri in tesis, the last tesis. Pirush akuntres, mishum da akhoshe atchalte de tvichi. The koshe l'ri, the loishayach akoshe l'tzri, mide, keivin shim hoya horgo kula b'inyan ze lo yoya badin dalet vehei. Frek tesis akashe at rashi. What are you telling me? That the tvichi starts in the shah that he's banging it. Das ist der Atchalte der Zwiche. Bemele, weil das ist der Atchalte der Zwiche, Mishas, an his banging it. Bemele, der Dalet Behei ist von den. And from the time the Behem is a good Behem, fragt Eisves, it's not Emes. The banging can be the Tchilat der Zwiche. The person bangs the Behem until it dies. He doesn't pay Dalet Behei. So how you could say, look, well, the cow was worth 100. He banged it, it became worth 50. Now he's shechtening, so why is Chayv 100? L'chure, Shasta Amore Bedin, it's only worth 50, Mishas, the Shchita. The Teretz is, when I started to bang it, kilo, I started to shecht. So the Teretz is, if I will bang it till it will die, I will be patu. So this can show me chayeves. So if this can show me chayeves when I bang it, the man does nishkin meise tzviche, so how it's mit starf eile to say that the tzviche started from the banging? This is Teretz's kasha of Rashi. This is ein kasha. Not zweite kasha, though. Teretz only asks how the banging could still suit to the meise tzviche. How the banging can still suit to the Meister Tzviche? A kasha. We can ask a better kasha. The Braise state, Dalet Vehei Kishasa Gneve. We ask why Kishasa Gneve? Only do it Kishasa Tzviche. Is that? Atchalte de Gneve. Atchalte de Tzviche. Lechure, if in the end I shechted it, you're right. Maybe we could look in the banging, I started to hit it till I took off the head. But what if in the end I didn't shechted it. I sold it in there. The Braise doesn't say that it's talking on Tzvicha v'Mechira. The Braise states, שמינו והיקחישו בידיים משלם תשלומי כיפה תשלומי ארבע וחמישה. מה זה תשלומי ארבע וחמישה? עכשיו, מה זה תשלומי ארבע וחמישה? עוד הצביחה, עוד המחירה. אתם רואים את זה לספיק בצביחה? שמה אני אתם אומרים? אני סתם את הדנגת, אני סתם את הצביחה. מה לקרות לכולם? מה לקרות לכולם? זה לא שם רשי. הוא שאני התחלת על הצביחה, ורדת הצביחה. תסעוד את זה דן. So I'm asking and the Gemara. So I'm asking and the Gemara. Taste is a different shot. That's not true. But what are you telling me? The item was worth 100. It got some bangs that were worth 50. Now I sold it. So the price that when I sell it, I'm chayiv down the eke shasa gneve. The shasa tvicha shasa mechira was worth 50. The tvicha started from the time I banged it. Welche tvicha red men do? Me red men do af mechira. Me red af mechira. These are the two kashas of Rashi. First, how the tzviche, the banging, could be at chalta the tzviche. So like this is banging is not even shaykhah to tzviche. And second, what is it with mechir? These are the first two hours of Pshat and Rash. Now, these kashas are not so schwer. I want to get to Pamelach. We'll go into the oimik of the sugya. These kashas is like to miyash. Why? Why you pay lemaisa dalet vehei? For what you pay dalet vehei? הגמור הזו כנדף למחזר אינו מודבץ אומר רוב ומפני מה אומרו תויר מפני מה? רוב היחסה מפני מה אומרו תויר זה לא עשו לאיזה למחזר אינו מודבץ אומר רוב אומר רב עקיבא מפני מה אומרו תויר טוב אך במוחר משלם תשלום ארבע וחמישה מפני שנשתרש בחט זה קטרה שאוסו של רושין נשחזק בחט שכנוי הגמור עושה סמחס עמוד א' אומר רוב מפני ששונה בחט נשתרש בחט, שונה בחט. What is the avera here? נשתרש בחט, שונה בחט. Again, תוך. Not only a gana, deeper and deeper. What is deeper and deeper? One thing, you stole something from the Bible. You broke it from them. You sold it away from them. זה שלחת. באמת, if this is the reason, there's no reason, that דלת והי will be only בצביחה ומחירה. I'll take a cup and I'll break it. It's awesome. I'll shona bechet, nishtarish bechet, will be the same reason to pay dalet vehei even when I break a cup. For sure, there'll be no reason dafka b'shel v'seh. If I steal a couch and I sell it, echem nishtarish bechet. I steal a cup and break it, echem nishtarish bechet. No, I'm a kosu, kach omro teiro, kach yamido. Unzere teire, hot gdorim, hot klolim. Eine von den gdorim, eine von den klolim in the teire is. That you only chayev take if what? If you shayir and you shechtin and ase, kach omotay. Lama vezachish, but kach omotay. And what is the yisoid of the gnei dalet vehei? Nishtarish bechet. Mele halt Rashi, if you take the animal and you start to bang it, smaller and smaller, till you shechtin. Not that the pshat that the banging is the beginning of the meister shchisa. Please understand in Rashi that the shechting, it's starting through the banging. But he takes this as no shaykhah, banging to shechting. Rashi means the andor zach. I'm nishtarish bechet, I'm a bad person. I'm trying to spoil it to the bailin. So Adal is exeris akosu that I'm only chayiv if I did it in the end through tvicha u'mechira. But we could look at it like one big maise of nishtarish bechet. The maise is nishtarish bechet. It's exeris akosu that the nishtarish bechet is dein duch tvicha. Aber wir können lügen, dass like ein lange Meister ist nicht starrisch bechert. Sie ein lange Meister ist nicht starrisch bechert. I started to break it and spoil it, till I destroyed it in Ganzen. Also mir das so im Schatten in Rashi. More than that, even in Mechira. That doesn't make a difference. I started to destroy it to spoiling it, and then I sold it. I took it away from the Bible. I took it further from the Bible. Breaking it, and then selling it. Das ist ein Mishtarish Bechet. So this Chalek, if we have time later, we might as well more than a sign, I mean, it's me kubben the world to answer Rashi. But the Mele, Rashi doesn't mean take that the banging is a Tchilas Meisah Shchita, it's Tchilas Meisah Mishtarish Bechet. And the Mele, you could stell it to a Mechira, you could stell it to a Tzvicha. So this Chalek in Rashi is Nishwe. What is Yoshwe? Herzlich ein Gut. So again, the Gemara asked the Kash, I wanted to be clover, ich will go, heit Zachon Be'etem, the Sugi of Samachay. The Gemara says this. The behemoth was worth 100. Let's look at these numbers. The behemoth was worth 100. I banged it and I banged it. It became worth 50. And I made a tvicha de mechira. So the price, I took a very skinny animal, was 50, and I made a tzvicha for mechira. So the price, I have to pay 100. Kishas agneve. Frag the Gemara of Rav, why I have to pay 100? Rav said, kishas amode bedin, kishas a tzvicha. Das is given the din from Rav. And when I did a tzvicha for mechira, it was worth only 50. Why you said, down as a hey, kishas agneve? Now then, so the Gemara, malikot lekula, malikot lepadga, we look at it, keil when I started to bang it, I started the tzvicha for mechira. The melee, when it was worth 100, I started to bang it. So keilu, I went to an animal that is worth 100 and I shechted it. I did it in two steps. First I banged it, then I took off the head. But we're looking at like one big meister shchite. Keilu, I did a meister shchite to the animal when it was in a massive of 100. The melee, I'm chal. That's the gemor. That's the gemor. Freitach the kash. Freitach the kash. Look at Loshana Breise. Loshana Breise is Toshma, Shmeina v'ikhisho, b'yodayim, Mishalon tashlumei keifel v'tashlumei arboa v'chamisho kein shigonat. The Braise read, Sayaf keifel, und Sayaf tashlumei arboa v'chamisho. And tashlumei arboa v'chamisho, you're answering me, the mechayef unishtarash bechet, we're looking at keilu it started from the beginning, keilu I went to an animal that is worth 100, and I started to be an ishtarash bechet. Spoiled it till destroy it. So if the ganze meister you mechayev me dal zehi, and this bad meister spoiling till destroying, you mechayev me on this meister dal zehi, so keile I did such a meister to behemoth that is worth 100. Geschmack. Can you understand the gemara? But the breise steht, keifel v'tashlum me'arbo v'chamisho. Why am chayev on the keifel 100? I want to explain the kasha to have this kasha clock. I saw an animal that is worth 100, I banged it, it's worth 50. Yeah? Now, I want to ask you a shayla. I have an animal that is worth 100, and I banged it, it became worth 50. Then it died. Died. Now the basin comes. How much kefil I will have to pay? I say, aloch ala maise. The maskanas of sugya. We're in the sugya, good? How much kefil I will have to pay? Again, I stole a behemoth that is worth 100. I banged it, till it became worth 50. Now it died. Beitim chatmi, I have to pay tashlumi kefil. How much tashlumi kefil I have to pay? 50 or 100? How much I have to pay? Trach a minute. 50. Omar Rav, tashlumi kefil kishasa amod abidim. I have to pay 50. Omar Rav, tashlumi kefil kishasa amod abidim. What the shachit malakolakolabalakolabalga? I'm chayav to breaking. And the tzvicha mechira, I'm chayav on the tzvicha. You say malakolakolabalga. What the shachit? Onish can shachit to talk in the malakolakolabalga. What? Nishtar shachit on kefil? I'm chayav kefil for the gneiva. And Rav said, you measure it, let's see how much it's worth, b'shas amod abedin. If it's worth 50, it's worth 50 now. The behavior became 50. If it would be behaved, I could give it back. The same thing, if the price fell to 50, I would give it back as 50. It became as a kleine shvache behemer. It's worth 50. I have to pay 50. As a Rav gives up, this is the estate of Rav. That's me gelernt the last two takes from Rav. Rashi said, "Hukrishom me'aleh." But the halacha is today, "Hukrishom me'aleh." It became smaller. Rashi said before, "Kegoin." Rashi in Samach Dalet. Im gonav beheima vehukrisho, skinnier, ayuzlo, keren kein shegonav, keifel kishasa amod abedin. Keifel kishasa amod abedin. That's the halacha, that is Rav. If you don't know like this, you didn't learn Rav. This is Rav, that if you have a behema, and behema becomes schwacher, Rav said, keifel kein shegonav, kamod abedin. So the Gemara asked the kasha and Rav. Rav, you ogishlok. How you could say kefil without the kishasa amod abedin, and this animal that I gave her bangs and became 50, let me to pay kishasa amod abedin only 50. Like the Gemara, the tzvicha started from yesterday, so I'm chayav on the meister tzvicha. But you never answered on the kefil. Why the kefil would be kishasa gneve? Why the kefil when he's not kishasa amod abedin? This is the Gemara Lechurin Neve answer. This is the Shverkeit and Rashi. This is the Shverkeit of Rashi. The Gemara Neve answer Kefer. So we could have answered this Kasha. There's one way to answer this Kasha. As a. There's one way to answer the Kasha as a. Be'etzem, how's the Chaim? Be'etzem, we learn in the sugya later, if a person has a behemoth, if a person has a behemoth that is worth 100, and it became worth 400, mikol shave zuze, vele besoif shave dalet. Mikol shave zuze, vele besoif shave dalet. Rav zot keren kein shegonav keifel kishasa amoda bedin. Zot bigemore kavre v'shasye. If you break it by yodayim, even lefi rav, you have to pay keren for. Why you have to pay keren for lefi rav? So the ktzayis mitzvah Hashem, we'll see the next sugya, learned mitzad mazik. You write that the gnevi was one, but the chepetz now is worth four, and if I break it by yodayim, I chob anayim mechayev fun mazik. The Lesivis learns, I'm chayev medin ganev. Even though I'm a goyin of achar a ganev, but mikol mekoyim I'm chayev mitzad ganev, and it's in ishtokim tuf in goyin min a ganev. Goyin min a ganev is only legabe keifer, or begabe keren I'm chayev. See, right, I sold yesterday one, now it became worth four, min a naye ganev, and I'm chayev of the four, of the keren. This is the reason Tavre v'shasi, we'll see it in the show, in this Rashi, Mirz Hashem, mezen the sugi good from Tavre v'shasi. But that's it, Aloche. Tavre v'shasi, so even if it was worth one and now it's worth four, I'm chayev four because there's a new ma'isa gneiva here. Lefid and Nesira. Lefid and Ktzayis mitzad din mazik. Reb Chaim zogt in the Rambam. Reb Chaim zogt in the Rambam. Again, we'll see it Mirz Hashem in the next sugi, but I'll zogt in the Rambam. Zogt Reb Chaim bedas Rambam. The reason of Tavre v'shasi, you have to pay four, because you become a ganes. Like the Nesira. But mamish a ganes. It's a hemshech of the gneiva arishoyim. The Ktzoy said midin mazik, the Nesivis will say midin ganev, anaye gneiva. Reb Chaim zogs is a hemshech from the alte gneiva. And you could be chayev kefel also kishasa amoda bedin, afilu on rav. Because the Nesivis says keilu you're stealing now four. We look at it, keilu you're stealing the four. Azay zog the Reb Chaim. It's a hemshech of the alte gneiva, and keilu you're finishing the ma'aseh gneiva now. Like we said in the Rosh. The Rosh we said it lekule. If it becomes less, we finish the ma'aseh gneiva now. If it becomes more, you finish the ma'aseh gneiva, the Tavre v'shasi. Again, this will have a hezbo bezel Hashem who will learn the sugya from Tavre v'shasi. But again, we know the Ktzeis learns that the Tavre is no, you can't be a ganev after you want a ganev. It's only a parsha of mazik. When the Siva says you could be a ganev as the keren, it's a naye gneiva, Reb Chaim says it's a hemshech from the alte gneiva. And then look at Reb Chaim b'Daas HaRambam. If we will learn like Reb Chaim, so we have L'chura Teret, why the Kefel is Kishas HaGneve and not Kishas HaModa B'Din. We ask the Kasha, the Gemara asked the Kasha, and Rav learns that the Kefel in that way has to be 50, and why in this case, if Chusha V'Yishmin, Shmeina V'Hikhisho, you pay kefil without the hay, kishas agneve. So the doubt there, you answered, it's one big ma'isa tzvichin. But the question was, why are you paying on the kefil? Why are you paying on the kefil, kishas agneve? And you're not paying on the kefil, kishas amed adin. Let's give them the kasha of the Gemara alib the Rashi. The tarot is as they. But herzachain good, herzachain good. I stole a cow that is worth 100. I banged it with a stick, and it became worth 50. Lefi Reb Chaim, I'm a new ganev. I stole the 50. I broke the 50. I made a tavre v'shasi on the 50. The Hainu, when I broke it, I took the 100 and I took 50 of it and I broke it. I made a new ma'isig neve on that 50. I took that 50 and I broke it. It's not here anymore. I made a tavre v'shasi. It was worth 100 and I made a tavre v'shasi that now it's worth 50. So that 50 that I broke with my stick. Well, but a tavre v'shasi is a naya ma'isig neve.
I'm doing a maisa, I'm breaking it. Tavru v'shati, I'm breaking it. I'm breaking the kelo. It was worth 100 and I chucked it. Zot Yibchai, breaking is a new maisa gneiva. It's the ending of the old maisa gneiva. So I had a cow of 100 and I gave it some bangs. So I gave it some bangs, I'm a ganav on it. I'm a big ganav on the whole thing. And on the 50 of it, I'm even more a ganav. I'm a tavru v'shati. So now let me try in a minute. And that's 50 that I made a tavru v'shati. And that's 50 that I broke. For that maisa that I broke, Lefir Reb Chaim, I'm chayev keren, and I'm chayev kefel. I'm a ganav gomel. I think it's like the Rambam. I'm a tavre v'shasye. I'm doing a maisa gneive. And that maisa gneive, I'm chayev keren v'kefel. So on the first 50, I'm a ganav. I'm stealing the 50, I'm breaking the 50, I'm chayev keren v'kefel. But that's a Rambam. Tavre v'shasye is mechayev keren v'kefel l'das a Rambam. So on the 50 that disappeared, I'm chayev keren v'kefel. Now there's another 50 left. When Beis Din chat me on the other 50, I have to pay kefel on the other 50 also. That 50 that is left, so b'meila I have to pay kefel 100. Not because kol haganovi m'shami kishat ha'gneve. The chayvet was worth 100, I broke 50. When I broke 50, I did a maisa gneiva that is mechayev kefel on the 50 that disappeared. So they write down by my account, I'm a ganav of 50, I'm chayev kefel on it, it's not here anymore. So I have to pay on it 50, and I have kefel of 50. Now there's another chayvet that is here. Beis Din come to my house, they find the chayvet of the 50. And that chayvet, I have to pay kefel, kishat ha'amor ha'bedin. So I owe 50 for the tavre v'shasye, and I owe 50 for the chayvet that is left.
What?
No, 10, 10, 22.
Each time,
how much I broke? I'll do it slowly. I'll explain. Akiva, it's worth 100. I broke 10. How much I owe? 10 plus kefil. Another 10. Another 10. So you get it. It's exactly.
You
don't get it again. And the first 10, I only have 10, not 100. I said. You took 100 and you broke 10. You only have 10. 1090 is here yet. Another 10 is another 10. Exactly, you get to 100, it's only 100. 10, 10, 10, times, 10, 10 times, it's 10, 100. A kefil of what? If the 10 that you stole again, if you broke it, you don't steal it again. If it was worth 100, you made it 90. Now it's only 90. Took off another 10. So be'etzem, when you break the kefil, the heil. Trach a minute. A chayvet is worth 100 and I take him. We have a cow. Put the cow in front of you. You have a cow that is worth 100. You take and you break a half of it. And that part that you break, you become a ganav miyat. You don't have it anymore in your hand. Tavre v'shasa is a gneve that disappears. It's no more. What? We have to say after Tavre v'shasa, what happens to Yikra v'zula? You have a cow that is worth 100, and you broke 50 of the cow. You made a nice gneiva on 50. No shaila about it. I'll have a better case. I have two little cows. Every one is worth 50. They're together. They're attached with a string. I stole them together, and I killed one of them. Now one is left. So what do you say? No, kefil kishas amar v'din, I will only pay 50. And the one that I killed, I pay because I killed him. So I stole 100. One I killed, I'm a ganev, I pay kefil. The other one is around, I'm a ganev, and I pay kefil. If Luitzeres, I didn't do it, I didn't kill it, I knew. The cow became shvach, was no new maisa gneiva, was only one maisa gneiva. So you could say, the gneiva is only 50. I've said, kefil kishas amar v'din. But by the first 50, I took it through. Tavre v'shasye, I made a maisa gneiva. Well, I made a maisa gneiva, and as a chayfet. So b'meila, I'm chayev keren the kefil, and that maisa gneiva. So on the keren the kefil, the Gemara never asked the kasha. The Gemara never asked the kasha on the keren the kefil. And for sure I have to pay for what I broke. For sure I have to pay for the keren the kefil. The Gemara was only asking a kasha above the Gemara gefrek. And the Dalet Vehei, Frag the Gemara, and the Dalet Vehei, the Dalet Vehei was a Meister Shchita, the most 50. So how the Dalet Vehei, I will pay 100. Rav said, Ken, she got a Tashlumi Kefir, Shura Dalet Vehei, Kishasa Amode Bedin. And was no, I didn't do a Meister to the 100. I only made a Dalet Vehei to the 50. So why I have to pay Dalet Vehei 100? Av dem zog di gmore, malikot le kulo, malikot le palto.
What?
So he stole 100 and he's paying 100. Le maite is paying 100.
That's what
Cain
Shigona.
This would be a good shot in Rashi. Helfachai. This would be a good shot in Rashi. I'm saying it because we'll need this Svoras later. This Svoras would be a good shot in Rashi. If Rashi will hold like Reb Chaim, that in Tavre v'Shasye, Yitake have to pay Kefel, the Maise Gneve of Tavre v'Shasye is a new Maise Gneve that is Mechayev Kefel. Oh, but the problem is that in Rashi, in Samachay Amud Beis, and Dibur HaMaschil Ke'en Shegonav, is a Shtikel Muchach in Rashi that he holds, that Tavre v'Shasye is only Mechayev Keren. Oh, but you can't be a Ganev after you're a Ganev. Ein Ganev achar a Ganev. But Rashi says in the Sugi of Tavre v'Shasye that you become a Ganev, it's only Legabi de Keren. Oh, but Legabi de Kefel, we can machshi with a new Maisig Neve. And there is Muchach in Rashi and Samachay Amud Beis. So if we learn like this, that Rashi learned Mishnah Zevi Reb Chaim, and Rashi learned that Tavre v'Shasye is not Mechayev Kefel, so we can answer that the reason I'm paying Kefel Kein Shigonav, because I made a Maiseh Tavre v'Shasye, because Tavre v'Shasye is not Mechayev Kefel. So b'meile l'chur, we're coming back to the Kasha, as Mehobish can pshat in Rashi. As Mekan Shlalem Azevi in Rashi. So we're coming back b'etzim to the Kasha. So with l'chur this pshat, because in Rashi we can't learn like this pshat, maybe in the Rambam we could learn like this, but in Rashi we can't learn like this. So we're going to read to Umzere Kasha. I wanted the Kasha to be clearer that we could have they gave to Miyashas. So what is the Kasha that we have in the Sugya? The Kasha in the Sugya is as this. That Rav said, Tashmu me keifel, Tavet vehi, Kishasa amode bedin. Frank the Gemara, Shweino vi krisho, in paying Kishasa gneve, and now Kishasa amode bedin. So the Gemara, because it's kilo, I did it tzvicha from the beginning. The Seder. But the keifel, Echure, it's not been kilo, you did a keifel from the beginning. Keifel, you have to pay Kishasa amode bedin. So why are you paying keifel, Kishasa gneve? You have to pay 50. The Maisa, you gave it banks, you're not chai for these banks, so Gonish Giton, Megabe keifel. Now it's worth 50. I have to pay kefel. Let's see now. No, you have to pay 100. 100 on what? It's worth 50. Tzvicha kilo, I did a long tzvicha. Oh, but kefel, I have to pay now. It's worth 50. So what is the answer? This is the kasha. The kasha is close. I want to moisif noch ein kasha. That everyone that learned has to have the second kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha and Rav. Before the tell us the Gemara. What is the Gemara kasha and Rav? Help the Chaim. What is the kasha and Rav? Frag the Gemara of Rav. Rav, you said Kerem Kein Shigonav Tashlum Kefel Tashlum Dalet Vehei Kishasa Amode Bedin. And I found a braise that if a person steals a cow and he gives it bank and it's worth 50, he has to pay Dalet Vehei Kishasa Gneve. Rav, you said Dalet Vehei Kishasa Amode Bedin. Let him to pay 50. The Gemara answers before the tenets of the Gemara. But this is the kasha of the Gemara. Rav, how you said Kefel is Kishasa Amode Bedin Dalet Vehei Kishasa Amode Bedin? And braise states Shmeino Vehei Krisho. Shmeino Vehei Krisho. You're paying Kishasa Gneve. I want to ask you a kasha. Why is a kasha on Rav? I want to ask you, I didn't know Rav. Rav never told me you say this. Let me say, you nicht gewusst Rav. Ich weiß nicht, on Rav. A person goes and steals a cow that is worth 100. The cow shrinks up, becomes worth 50. He does the meister schritte, he has to pay Dalet Vehei. You tell him, you know how much Dalet Vehei you pay? 100. He says, but I only shechted a cow that is worth 50. How I will pay Dalet Vehei 400 shekel? I took a cow, it was 100. It became very small, I looked at it, I saw it's 50, I took it off the head. The time now, take four times. Four times of what? Four times of what? Let's see, what is the answer? Why is the kasha and Rav? Long Rav Mishkizok Kefir Kishasa Amode Bedin. Yukra Vezule, Chashon Teir. I went to a cow that was big and it became very small. It's got a small cow and I shechted it. Okay, the Gemara answers, Kol the Kula, the Shechita starts in the beginning. I'm asking before the tenets of the Gemara. סתם הקשה. אין לי פרדולית לגמור, I have to stop in this קשה.
מי, שבוע לזה סלט עם קשה.
הוא היית קשה אין רב. טוב, שמע, איך הוא בקשה אין רב? און רב, אינו רב שמר? רב תחילו שזה קייפה כשעה סעמוד הבדין, if it went up later, after the תביכה, עוד איך חשבי נס. A person on the cow was worth 100, became worth 50, and I shat in the head of the cow. Now, I shat in the cow that is worth 50. Why is it pay 100? What is the shaykhus to rav? What is the shaykhus to rav? Is that kasha of rav? Why is the kasha of rav? Why is the kasha of rav? Muslims sagen, we'll start with the second kasha.
We already mentioned it in the Yesodis when we started Merubah. Dalet vehei, you don't pay for shechtening the cow. You pay dalet vehei for stealing the cow. The Heine. You steal a cow, there's three ways to pay. If the chatmum yad and you run to Bezin, you have to give it back. If you don't give it back and they have to bring Adim and they find it in your house, pay double. If we hear that you were playing with it, pay four times. But for what? For stealing. It's three rates for the stealing. People, if they chat you as a, you pay one. Taganza Meiser, you pay two. With Goraganza Meiser, you pay three times. First I'll bring you Kidmus Raya. The Gemara Naf Ayan Tes Zog Beiver Hey Chamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aschas Al Kvodim Shav Neyodom Shor pays five, Seh pays four. Zog the Gemara, you know why? Because he Shor, the God of walked in the street. Keves, the God of slept him on the shoulders. So the God of was Nisbazet to slept him on the shoulders, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanes of him. Everyone knows this Chazal. Versteht nicht. So give him cheaper Kefir. No, in Kefil he doesn't get cheap. He had Bivyanus. When he shecht in the cow, and the Kefis, there's no difference in the Bivyanus. Nachtach, if you know, it's very hard to shecht in a shoyr. The times, it's a ganze avoided to try to kill a shoyr. Verkehrt. Hat Rachmanis of him, and the Schritte dacht, was ist schwerer bei der Shoyr. But that's Rachmanis of him, but the Gneve was harder for him. One of the Shaykh is to give him cheap a Dalet Vehe. Steht in the Gemara, the Dalet Vehe is not a punishment on the Schritte. Dalet Vehe is a punishment on the Gneve. Why it came out the Rachmanis when he's paying so much, the Torah was mitchashed in him. In the Kefil, the Torah, and he's got Rachmanis of him. But the Rachmanis is on the Gneve. So the Dalet Vehe, I pay for the Gneve. The Dalet Vehe, I don't pay for the Shchita. Chabar Rai? Avad is a Tznai, you have to have a Shchita, it's a Tznai. And if what you pay for the Gneve? Not you ask him on Ish. Mucha. But I say, what is the payment? Pay four times Gneve, five times, and a couple rates. One time, two times, five times. But what you pay? Five times Gneve! Four times Gneve! We don't measure it when you shechted it, how much it was worth. On Rav, the halacha is if you took the Gneve and you shechted it, you pay five times for the Gneve. So we don't have to measure how much it was worth when you shechted it. Rav said, Nishta Zay. Rav said, Dalet Vehei Kishasa Amod Abedin. Break me Nakasha of Rav, the cow is only worth 50. But without Rav, we never ask the Kasha. Without Rav, even though the cow is worth now 50, but the Meister Gneve is given of a greater cow, the Mele I pay four. I pay five, Lefi Shasa Gneve. But Rav that said that is Shasa Amod Abedin. This is the Shoah Mechayeves. Rav, you said like this. So Taki, why in this Reise state you pay 100? Pay 50. But on Rav, the Mele doesn't is Kim Kasha Bichlau. So second Kasha, that's what is Meyushev Zeh Pasha. But now we have to go back to the Iker Kasha that we have. Why you pay Kefir? Why the kefil you pay kishas agneiver, and you don't pay the kefil kishas amod abedin? Av den the gemara nishgiat aterek. This is the kasha we're asking here in the sugi. So I want to be madbir, but hatz hangut. We said yesterday the gemara bring a brayse sakert. Chusha vehishmina. Person stole a cow that was worth 50 and became worth 100. Zog dem Breise, you pay Dalet Vehei, you pay Kefel, Dalet Vehei, Kishasa Gneve. 50. You don't pay 100. Zeg die Gemara, aber Rav says, Kefel, Dalet Vehei, Kishasa Amode Bedin. Bishas de Schitte, Bishas de Amode Bedin, it's worth 100. So why Kishu Vehishmino, Kishu Vehishmino, Beyodayim, he pays only 50. The fear of that you go to Fishasa Amod Abedin, the Haidu, that's a member clause. Literally, he was not mashmin the Behemah. So the Behemah ate herself and she became bigger, she became gesund. Rav says, you pay Dalet Vehei 100. You pay dalet v'hei, kefel 100. So why, if it was a shvacha be'emen, he gave it to eat, and he came with 100, how the b'raisi could say that he pays 50? He had to pay lefi rav 100. Like if the animal ate, Rav said he pays 100. So why, k'rusha v'hishmi, no, he pays 50. And for the Gemara, and lo patimne ve'ad shakal. What is the pshat of that? We get from Ramban, we get ano, ich gimach do. It's what doesn't matter from that. But there's a state in Rabbeinu Peretz. And kach limdunu Rabbi Sein. How it's a chayim good. The svar is as this. The svar is as this. I pay, we'll start with the kefil. I have to pay you kefil for the gneva that I stole from. We said, I pay double the price of the gneva. So on Rav, we measure everything lefi shasa gneva. How much you stole, pay double. Rav was mechadesh, chosh legabe the kefil, if the animal becomes more expensive, it stretches, it becomes bigger, this is the gneva. So Rav said, if I stole 50, became 100, you have to pay double from the gneva. If you're paying double from the gneva, now it's worth 100. It became expensive, pay double from now. This is the gneva, we'll take the expensive. Very posh. I saw the animal was worth 50, now it's worth 100. That's the gneva. Rav says, you pay double from the gneva. It's a posh to chiddush from Rav. You pay double from the gneva. So the Gemara, if I pay double from the gneva, so even if it stretches, it became bigger, it doesn't make a difference. I paid double. So if I stole the 50, and now hishmina led me to pay 100. So the Gemara, and no patimne, the achak out. The gneva became bigger. The gneva got bigger, the rest vanish. The gneva became bigger. I made it bigger. The gneva became bigger. If it naturally becomes bigger, the price goes up. This is the gneva. The gneva is not bigger. The gneva is worth 50 today. I added to the gneva. You can't tell me that the gneva is bigger. This is the gneva. The gneva is 50. I don't have to pay you cake. And they don't have been the parents shadow in the gemara and not patim neve achakal. I'll explain it to you a bit, because it'll be very to get all the tasting that we'll have to see. It's the Zelda Zach, it's a Gemara and Samachayim Mudbeis. The Gemara says, Gonav Kle Venase Ail. You steal a little Shepsale and becomes an Ail. Zelda the Gemara, Elemanomer Shinu Yeine Koine, he pays Dalet Vehei, Aber a Kle. So the Gemara, why a Kle? Now it's an Ail? Zelda the Gemara, the Omar Lei. I stole the aisle from you. Eichanami, Shinu is not going. You can say that the gneva was an aisle. The gneva was a clay. I have to pay four times the gneva, two times the gneva, three times the gneva. This is what I have to pay. But an aisle I never stole. So what is the yisoid of the gemara? Anopatim neve achakal. Why did I have it closed? The yisoid of anopatim neve achakal. What is the yisoid? The yisoid is, I have to pay double for the gneva. I have to pay double on the maisa gneva. The gneva becomes bigger, this is the gneva. The gneva becomes expensive, this is the gneva. Becomes cheaper, this is the gneva. That's the chiddush from Rav. The gneva could change. Shasa Amoda Bedin, we will decide what is the gneva. Stretches, does expensive, cheaper. I have to pay double. On Rav, we'll measure the shasa gneva. Rav is mechadesh, we measure the shasa Amoda Bedin. This is if it's naturally. But if it's not the derech hateva, it's not the mitzvah that the gneva grew. I changed the gneva. That's a nishkin the gneva. The mele avada it's yours the shvach. But you can't call it that. That's the gneva. Anopatimne. The gneva is a small gneva. I added. I stuck things to it. I made it nicer. Moshele davar ben adoyme. I stole the house from you. Only the moshele. It was worth 50. I went. I put pictures. I got into zach. You come tell me, no, I'll pay double. The house worth a million. The gneva became a million? I decorated it. I'll pay you back double, two houses. I added pictures. Louis said the prices of the house went up. This is houses. You stole the house, and this is the house. Doesn't make it if it's, now it's more expensive. This is the house. But if the house that I stole is a shvacher house, granted, I have pictures, I have couches. When people come, when I'm inside, people want to pay a lot of money to the house. So your gneva is more. I stole a shvacher house. Mishkan Dine Gneve. That's the Sayyid. That's the essence. This is all the Gemara's later. Dichre Ganz Minoch, Ayl Ganz Minoch, Kle Ganz Minoch. I have to pay the Gneve. Rabbis Mechadish, the prices could change.
what we said before. Go raya, we bring a raya. I shecht in the cow of 50, I'm paying 100. I'm paying 4 times of the gneiv. 5 times of the gneiv. Don't think if it's when I do it, when I shecht. In the end of the day, we measure 4 or 5 times of the gneiv. That is mechadish. The measurement is not lefi shasa gneiv, it's lefi shasa amara bedin. But if I changed it, I'm not patim this in the shtar of that smaller. Maskim? If that's the husband, we'll talk about it. We said to Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Peretz, Zogus Klo. That's the Chaim Gut. We can go now one more shlav in the Gemara. One more shlav in the Gemara. The Gemara now is talking the other way around. I saw the fat cow, Shmeino, the Ikhisha. Now it became a Shvacha. Didn't become a Shvacha. I chopped off pieces from the animal, became worth 50. Now I have to pay you Kefir. How much I have to pay you Kefir? I have to pay double from the Gneve. How much is the Gneve? How much is the Gneve? I saw a cow that is worth 100. That's a hand good. Yeah, he said, I saw a cow that is worth 100. I took it and I started to cut off pieces from the animal. It's left 50. Now I have to pay you Kefir double from the Gneve. How much is the Gneve? 100 or 50? How much is the Gneve? 100! If the cow slowly on her own lost weight till she became a 50 or Shvacher, this is the Gneve. This will be the Gneve. So the Kefir will be twice 50. But if I did it, Beyodayim, if I was Maziker, if I was the same Svara, not Patimne, the Achek out, I don't have to give you 100 because the Gneve is 50, we say it Tum Fakel. I took it off and I will not pay from the Gneve. The minute the Gemara's Kasha doesn't start, the next Toshma doesn't start. See, Nishto ke next Toshma. The next Toshma in Nishto. Else I can't do. The next Toshma doesn't start. That's why the Gemara, why he pays Kishasa Gneve. This is the Gneve. The same thing when I made it fat. You told me, no, I'm not paying the extra because it's not the Gneve. So when you made it skinnier, I'm not paying less. You're paying me the whole price. My Gneve is more. Again, we said, why are we go? The estate is alimol. That's the estate in the sugyas. I pay double gneve, 5 times gneve, 4 times gneve. This is my measurement. We don't check what I shechted. I could check the little cow 50 and I pay 4 times 100. I have to pay 4 gneve, 2 gneve, 5 gneve. Now we have to measure what is the gneve. So Rav says we measure the feet a day. Naturally, if you play with it, just hatish can the gneve. We have to look without you how the gneve would look. Without you how the gneve would look. So without you the gneve would be 50, you don't have to pay 100. The zelde zach punkt verkehrt. If the gneve was 100 and you made it schwach, aber without you the gneve would be a feste gneve, you might have to pay 100. The big male, the Gemara's kasha doesn't start. Kesha v'yishmina, sorry, shmeina v'hikrisha. How much you will have to pay? 150. The svara. The behemoth was worth 100, and it didn't lose price. It's just you cut off the corners. As a svara, you will pay less. Avada is nishtok in svara to pay less. Avada is nishtok in svara to pay less. Avada is nishtok in svara to pay less. The man of the kasha of the Gemara doesn't start. So what is the kasha from the Gemara? And Kefir, the Gemara never meant to ask. The Gemara knew that the kasha doesn't start. The Gemara gives us the kasha doesn't start on Kefir. Avada, he has to pay 100. So what if it became smaller? You did it. If you did it, you have to pay 100. You can't pay less. As if when you add, you don't have to pay more. If I take off, it's one and one. When I add, I'm not adding to the kefil. When you pull off, you don't take off the kefil. It goes both ways. If you add in the gneve, we look in the gneve without you. When you pull off with the gneve, we look in the gneve without you. Frag the gemore, aber dalet vehei. Rav said that you need the shas at vicha to be mechayev, like the Rosh said. The hika gormaloi. Rav was, without Rav, we said in the first, like we explained before, I could check in the 50, but I will pay 4 times the 400. I will pay 100, because we're going to feed the Gneve. Oh, but Rav was mechadish, that you have to go to feed the Shas, if the Tvicha the Mechire. Zog the Rosh, because I hear Shaisi come a Chayevle. The Gemara understand, what state in Rav, that why the mechayev of tvicha v'mechire is shas tvicha v'mechire, because the shas tvicha v'mechire, this is the shoah mechayevus. This the tvicha v'mechire, this is the shoah mechayevus of Rav. Why Rav said the dalet beher is the fi shas tvicha v'mechire? Why we choose the shas tvicha v'mechire? We explain the maile of shas tvicha v'mechire is because shas tvicha v'mechire, this is the shoah mechayevus of Rav. If this is the Shoah Mechayevus of Rav, Frank the Gemara asked Dalet V'Hei, why are you paying 100 of Rav? Pay 50, because B'Shas Tzvicha U'Mechire, Lefi Rav is only worth 50, and Rav said that Dalet V'Hei, go Lefi Shas Tzvicha U'Mechire. And so the Gemara, Malikot Lekule, Malikot Lepadge, I started to make the Tzvicha from the beginning. Again, so the Kasha was only on the Dalet V'Hei. The kasha was never on the kefir, and the kefir we knew about in the teretz from the gemara from the sugya frier. Malipot mekula, malipot lekalt. I'm not patim neve'at shekalt. I'm not a chashte. But the gemara is adding a new kasha. But the dalet v'hei lefi rav, you need the shas tzvicha v'mechire to be a shoah mechayeves. Well, you need a tzvicha v'mechire to be a shoah mechayeves. And b'shas tzvicha v'mechire, it's only worth 50. If it's only worth 50 b'shas tzvicha v'mechire, so why are you paying dalet v'hei 100? Pay Dalet V'Hei only 50. And so the Gemara, Malikot Lekula, Malikot Lepalge, it's Keilu he made a ganze Shchita. It's Keilu he made a ganze Shchita. That's the Ikor HaDvor. That's the Ikor HaDvor. You can weiter euch cheshben das, aber I think the gabi der chelik von der suge, das auf der cheshben ist genug. Es ist ein Emes, es... Ich weiß nicht, מייקו משלון מסניסים בראשה גזל קאמה כל הגזל משלם כשעשה גזלה ואף אגב זה מסניסים משלון דלעניין שינוי הירה כי גוי עצים ועשום כלים אז בוא סרד מדור עצים ועשום כלים that you don't have to give it back to the בעילים ועושה מנה מכל אור בגמור כל הגזל משלם כשעשה גזלה לעשויה ורבי לא יגוז עוד לזה עשה עין נעשה שיר ביודי וכנור אם מכל מקום אין יוקר בזולה נע מהירה כדמורה בספר מסקי דמי ישראל יוקר בזולה וכן את כל שוגה באיכל תרומה זה כלומר איכל מכל רשע ודל וסף שר לזוזו לא תיבור לך דבר לבידור משלם ולגור מגזן תן כל הגזון משלם כשעסק זה זה פרק תאית הפושט הקשה what is the חיל של רב רב says that Karen Cain should go now so how often the Mishnah you write that the Mishnah is also talking לגבי שינוי but the Mishnah is also talking לגבי יוקר בזולה and state in Mishnah כל הגזלונים משלמים כשעסק זה אז זה פרק תאית Fragt ab Kiva Eger. Fragt ab Kiva Eger. Kaisasir gave a little akdome. The maskone de milse amrinen de rav airi leinyan yukre vezule. Right? Taisas gave a small akdome. Now we're talking about yukre vezule. And Taisas asked the kasha, it's a mefurash mishne. It's a mefurash mishne. Yeah, it's a mefurash mishne. Mefurash mishne. Frag them Kibbeiger, why Taisas had to give this Agdama? Why Taisas had to give this Agdama? You're right, the rise that Taisas brings from Perikol Shor is of Yukre and Zule. And lo yitzu meretnish of Yukre and Zule. We're talking that the behemoth became wider or shvacher, bigger or smaller. Eichel, kol gazloni mishalim kishas agdele. What is the difference Yukre and Zule or shvach v'krash? Kol gazloni mishalim kishas agdele. That's the answer to your question. The Mishnah is Mechadish, you have to pay the fee to Shas HaGzele. What is the difference if Meret of Yukre Vezule or Meret of Krash Vishmeina? You have all the rights that Taisa brings back to Yukre Vezule, but don't make up Kibayger. What is the difference if Meret of Yukre Vezule or Meret Nisht of Yukre Vezule? This is Rab Kibayger's question. Zag Rab Kibayger, aber hörst doch ein gut. Zag Rab Kibayger, ich sage das dicke Sache. Rav Kibbeiger, lo yitzuya, Rav is not talking on Yukre Vezule, Taisus would never have his kasha. Aber hör doch ein gut. You have to tell me why Rav Kibbeiger is not right. This is the shayla. Rav Kibbeiger has it. Hör doch ein gut. Lo yitzuya, Rav is talking on Hukhesho ve Hushmela. I saw the cow that was very schwach, very skinned, 50, became very big cow, became 100. Rav said, another behemoth died. So Rav says, kol hagazlonim mishalim bishas hagzeile, keren kein shegonav, how much you would have to pay? 50. Right? What is the chiddush of Rav? Keren kein shegonav. Right? If I saw the cow that is worth 100, became worth 200 and died, I pay 100. So this is the case. Yukre Vizule was cheap and became expensive. Literally, Rav was talking a different chitim. A cow that was very schwach, became huge, became worth 200, and then it died. And Rav says, you don't have to pay 200. How much you have to pay? 100. Tesis would never could ask the kasha that it's a mefurash mishnah. Tesis would never could ask the kasha that it's a mefurash mishnah. Why not? That's a chaim good. So Rav Kiveiga, you know why? Tesis would say like this. The mishnah spoke about yukre vezule. Avad kol haganovim mishalim kishas hagzeile. You stole the cow, it became worth 200, you only pay 100. But in the case of Rav, without Rav, I would think you have to pay 200. You know why? That's 100. You know why? I stole a cow that is worth 100. The cow became bigger and bigger and bigger. Now she's worth 200. She's standing in my chotah. I'm zeicher in the new pieces of fat. Now I become a ganev. I'm the extra 100 also. Or I'll ask you a kasha. If I see a cow is 200, and I pick it up and I'm zeicher, how much I have to pay you? 200. I stole a cow of 100, it's stretched. Now it's in my chotzer, I'm zeicher in the next, in the extra liter of basa. Now I've become an owner of two pieces, of 200 basa. Now it dies, I have to pay you 200. So without Rav, I would think that b'chai gavne, you have to pay 200. I, the Mishnah says, kol hagazlonim mishalim kishas hagzeile. I'll explain to you. When I stole a cow that is worth 100, and all of the cow became mine as gneiva, and the price of the cow went up, now the cow is worth 200. I can't become more ganev. The whole cow is already by me. The price went up. Mishnah, kol hagazlonim mishalim kishas hagzeile. You write that the price went up. Abel emaisigiret. The cow is mine. I sold 100. It was worth 200. It was worth 1,000,000. It died. Kol hagazlonim mishalim kishas hagzeile. But in the case of krisha v'yishmina, I would think that the mishnah is moide that when it stretches and it stays in my chotzer, b'kinyan and chotzer, I become a ganev, and now I'm a ganev at the next piece of meat. The flesh. Now it died. I'm a ganev. It's 200. Why is it pay 100?
Not
kosher. I'm not kosher. B'yishmina. B'yishmina. The chiddush of Rav would be b'yishmina. So Tesis cannot ask a kasha. Tesis cannot ask a kasha, Zogt Rav Kiveiga. Zogt Rav Kiveiga, Rabbi Manas, Zogt Tesis, that Rav only spoke in the case of Yukre Vezula. It's a kasha, then it's a mishnah. Aber lo yitzuye Rav will talk in a case. If yikrishu v'yishmina, miken zogi lasidah achidushta. Miken zogi lasidah achidushta. אז איפה רק תב כיווה הגע? אז איפה רק תב כיווה הגע פשעת אין תייסו? I, where is the מייסה גנאיבה? We know the תייס says in שין ממחס, you have to have a מייסה גנאיבה. תייס is the beginning of the Omer, it says Rashi, תייס, you have to have a מייסה גנאיבה. This is tough. A person has to have a מייסה גנאיבה because it's on them, that's the Rishonim, it doesn't look like he's doing a מייסה גנאיבה. Here he's a ganev. But he doesn't have to make a מייסה גנאיבה. Now, Rav Kiveiga doesn't teach us, Kiveiga is not geschmack. But he doesn't teach us, so why take nishtazeh? But we know it's nishtazeh, yeah? Within the Pirashi. We talk even at Chosh of Ishmi. And the Maiseh, the Aloha is, Rav says, kol hagazlonim mishalim kishas hagzeile, and you don't become a ganav on the extra piece of meat. And the Shaila, why? And the Egel only says, I will think that this is the Chiddush of Rav. But Rav would say, take, as is nish. You can't ask me that it's a Mishneh. Rav said a new Chiddush here. That you don't become a ganav on the extra stick of the flesh. Aber for was take nicht? For was take nicht? Sagt das nicht. This Rav Kiveiga leaves to us to figure out take, why not? Why take don't become a ganav on the extra piece? Kiveiga doesn't tell us why. This will have to leave take to the sugya of Tavra v'Shasya to know what is the real answer take. Why I don't become a ganav on the extra piece? Let me know the Teretz of Tesis, the Yishloimah.
דעיקר רב לא יעשה להשמין אלו תשלומי כיפה ותשלומי ארבו וחמישו כשעס לעמוד בדין. והודק רומא מייטאי מגרב התשלומי כיפה תשלומי דעת והיקו בוי. ואוכי פירוש, אומר קרו גנדה וחיים אחי לקרן כאין שיגון אבו משמלי דווקא לקרן ולא יתשלומי דעת והי. So we spoke about it, I just wanted to finish it, the Dovah Sholem. When you read the text, the text answer that the Chiddush of Rav was not Keren Kein Shigonav, because this you could learn from the Mefurash and Mishneh. The Chiddush of Rav is Kefel Kishasa Amoda Bedin. So we mentioned there's two ways how to learn Tesis Keren. We learned one way, as they state in the Yad Dovid, as they state in the Chazanish, that Tesis means like the Rosh. That Keren Kein Shigonav is a Svore, Medav Nishov in Apostuk of them. The Iker Posuk is coming to the Yuki to tell me Kefel Kishasa Amoda Bedin. The Leike Rashi. This is what we said in the first year in the Sugya. And we have to remember that in the Machne Ephraim was Megizan, the Machne Ephraim wants to say that Tesis learns Avadi like Rashi, that the Posuk is coming to say also Keren Kein Shigonav. Tesis doesn't say V'yishlemer, I know it Misvore. Tesis says, I know it from the Mishneh. Und was the Mokka from the Mishneh is a Posuk. Tesis doesn't mean to say like the Rosh that it's a Svore. Tesis says it's not the Iker Chiddush of Rav because I could figure it out from the Mishneh. Aber was war sein der Sibbe von der Mishneh? Tesis will learn as Evi Rashi as Ido Apostuk. Also it's Medaik in the Shpeda because Tesis seem. So you have two ways to learn Tesis. We are learning Pshat as Eishnei Mechazanish in Yad Dovi Pshat that Tesis Tak is learning al Derech HaRosh that Rav is not Mechadish Keren Kein Shigona because we can know it Misvore. And Rav is only Mechadish Kefil Kishas Amod Bedin and the Apostuk is a Diyukik also. Aber Loshna Tesis is Muchach as Eishnei Megiret. Loshna Tesis Mach Mefraim, as we mentioned, said that Tesis learns like Rashi. So Tesis asked the Kashi, what is the Chiddush from Rav is a Mishneh? And Rav is the Mishneh is the Pasuk. Aber was kommt Rav zu sagen, is a Mishneh? So Tesis says, no, the Iker Chiddush of Rav is Kefil Shein Shigonav. Aber Rav is from where you knew, Kefil Kishas Amod Bedin. Aber Rav is from where you know, from where you know the Iker Adovo, from where you know the Iker Adovo as Keren Kein Shigonav, Mish Misvore. Tesis from Meida to Rashi at Sida Gzera Sakos. Mr. Shemog, Megain Weitzel.
שלום. כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה ל-L שטרודל, kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.